morning.
Now, Apple, are they just coming to the party like 10 years or more after Google in terms of their version of Street View?
It is crazy to think that Google had Street View 12 years ago and Apple's launching it this week. Street View is that thing where when you're on a map in Google, you search for an address, a business, and you can kind of get that picture view as if you're standing on the street outside it, and you can use the mouse to look to the left, look to the right, and understand, you know, where there's parking nearby, which shops are nearby, how hard it's going to be to find. Very, very handy.
Yeah, no,
Apple
it is.
Apple announced this a couple of years ago in the US, but for the last 2 years, they've been driving cars with big cameras on the roof all around Australia. Every street, every town in Australia has been driven through, and now you can look at them on your iPhone, iPad, or Apple Maps on your computer. So it looks really good. It means that you can get that same sense as Google Street View, but it's just slightly better quality, I think, and the way you navigate from one to the other works better. Plus, they've also introduced, and I like this, when you're navigating, you can now get natural language directions. So instead of saying in 500 metres, turn right, it'll say at the next lights, turn right.
Oh.
Much easier way to understand where you're actually meant to go.
Yeah. Hey, with the Google Street View, I looked up once where I lived when I was in Ireland and found the picture of the house I lived in, and my son's little bike was on the front wall. Brought a tear to my eye.
Memories?
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I was actually standing out the front of my house on the phone doing a radio spot when the car drove past my house 2 years ago. So I'm in the Apple look around of my own home.
You win. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Now, what Aussies Googled in 2021? What was the most popular?
The way Google measures this, I should say up front, is compared to last year. So it's not the most searched thing. It's just trending compared to last year. And it was big for sport. NBA, AFL, Australia v India, Wimbledon, NRL. These were the big things because there was not much of that last year.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a lot of lockdowns and no sports happened and all this kind of stuff. So more than ever this year, compared to last year, we were searching for sports results like we were being normal. Cleo Smith, disappearance and amazing location later was the number one news story of the year. But it was fascinating with all the lockdowns and homeschooling. The how to make category of searches was fascinating. How to make a face mask was obvious, but how to make slime without glue, how to make paper airplanes, how to make a chatterbox, basically how to entertain my children while they're stuck at home was very big on Google this year.
Yes, it's sort of another way of saying that most of the parents don't know how to do much.
So that's right.
They had to
and
learn
we really
very quickly.
Need teachers for these things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, indeed. Hey, the other thing, Amazon now, smart speakers and smart headphones with their latest Echo Buds.
Yeah, if you've got an Amazon Echo speaker, you'll know that you can ask Alexa to do things, add things to your reminder list, play the radio, play a song, whatever it might be. And now their Echo Buds headphones, a little in-ear headphones, $150, great quality. But they've got Alexa built in, so you can actually talk to your headphones and get it to add something to your shopping list as you're walking along or play the radio, whatever you like. It's all built into the headphones. Very sleek little product for $150 available from Amazon.
Wow. Now, with the headphones, do they have the sort that either have the foam bits on the end that go right into your ears or the bits that go around your ears? Because I must have extraordinarily big holes in my ears, but the normal sort of earbuds and stuff won't stay in.
Look, the Apple products, I'm the same as you, can't get them to stay in my ear. But these Amazon Echo Buds have the interchangeable tips. So there's three different size tips that come in. Plus, they have these little wing tips that you can also get, which kind of clip onto the inside of your ear. So I think these, among many, would be the best option for people who feel they have a strange sized ear.
Winner, chicken dinner. Fantastic.
No two ears are the same. They say it's like a fingerprint.
Yeah? I'll tell you what. Mine. Mm. Hey, Trevor, always good to chat. Listen, thanks so much for what you've done so far on the show this year. Really appreciate it. And we kick off again from the 10th of January. So look forward to talking to you that week.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to everyone. And bring on 2022.
Yeah, have a safe and happy Christmas, mate.
Cheers, mate.